Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, baby, make it hot. Ride the cop till you hit the spot. Come on, baby, make it hot.
Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
Another stellar start.
Not really. No, we didn't really start yet. That was our old theme song, listeners, fans, and archivers, fags alike. Now what are you doing to me?
Well,
I'm not looking at the funky president lyrics now. God damn it.
Hey!
I'm over here managing the universe.
Yeah, well, you do that.
Oh, what is this doing to me?
I have no idea how to take that theme song off because, according to this, it's not really even on there.
Well, that's another issue. But we have, once again, our technical difficulties have surfaced. This is not Naked Soma anymore. It is now known as Soma Time, and I will give you the first attempt at a theme song. If YouTube will comply.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I sit and listen to my records all day. With big ambitions of where I could play. My parents taught me what life was. So I grew up the type they warned me about. They said my friends were just an unruly mob, and I should get a haircut and get a real job.
We go. Clean and crisp for you next time, but
and hopefully a different song.
I'll frig you. Maybe we'll actually, this might be a subject on the Daily Profiler, our new blog that we hate.
to go with the theme song I hate.
The theme song you hate. And the show time that no one likes.
We've been through like what, 700 songs this week?
You know, we could sometimes if you have a soundtrack to your disagreement, maybe that would be functional for you. We could take all the songs that we hated that each other, you know, we put out there for theme songs, and there would be like, you know, an album.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll just play them this hour because no one's going to call. we'll just play all the songs we hated. Let me see what I got going on here.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, some of them we like. Let's just play some clips. What do you think of the theme song? Okay. So I just want to kind of give you guys a little flyover of what this particular show is going to be about, because Naked Soma served its purpose. It originated on the ground, talking to Manhattanville students from a bunker, the radio bunker over there.
Actually, it was Marymount students first, right?
Well, Marymount students, were they really listening from when we were on the air in Manhattanville? I don't remember anymore.
No, I don't. I don't know. It started on the ground there, though.
Well, we started talking about this stuff without a show over there. Yeah.
We did.
But the
we
real
were
show,
a show, though.
Well, that was more of a dinner theater. This was like an actual radio show on this little tin can radio station that the school had.
Yeah, Manhattanville, yeah.
And so, you know, we had a two-hour show. We used to read the news on the air. It was a whole big thing. And then we put it on the Blog Talk, and we did about 4 or 5 months of sort of a similar format, but only an hour. And Country Jeb used to join us with his wellness tips, and we're all missing that. And then we started saying, you know, let's interview some guests and get a little dialogue going here, because you got to realize, the stuff that we're talking about, hardly anybody knows what the frig it is. If you know what a Soma is, you get a prize. If you call us here at 646-478-4847, I'll throw you a free copy of the Somatic Companion. If you could tell me what a freaking Soma is, you can go look it up. And I don't even care if you go Google it and talk to me on the internet. just, I would love to have somebody else besides me tell me what a soma is before I die. That would be nice.
It would
be. So it would be. And then maybe I would. Maybe I would just say, that'd be it. It'd be like, you know, they love the Daffy. They want more. I know, but I can only do it once. And I go up to heaven. That's it.
you think you're getting in?
No. I will knock on the door, though, just to see if I could sneak in.
They're going to say the eco entrance is around back.
That's right, yeah. And here's a pooper scooper that'll be doing in heaven. Well, one thing's not going to change.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
He's picking his theme song.
Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
All right, that's enough of him.
Bill O the Clown.
Yes, he's been active this week. I don't know what the heck he's talking about, but
probably koala bear.
Yeah,
panda bears, koala bears.
No, the koala bears. Yeah, who knows?
That
basically,
was funny.
I'm in election fatigue. I can't take any more about the president-elect. I can't take anything more about the president that's there. I could care less about Hillary right now. It's all saturation to me. I can't take it anymore. If the big three auto dealers get their money or not, or if they fly on $20,000 jets, I could care less. The entire political world to me is noise now. I just enough. There's runoffs going on. There's recounts going on. It's like the election's still going on in like three states.
Wow, played twice.
Right. So anyway, what I wanted to get at was that, you know, in doing this show and starting over kind of in midair, as we've done many times, you know, we renamed the show Soma Time because there's a problem. We are sitting inside of a paradigm that allows us to look outside at the world and see things that nobody else sees. And we sound a little weird when we say this, you know.
We do?
Well, at least I do. I don't know. Okay. You're always more normal than me in any sense because you're only half in the box here.
Oh,
you know,
that's true.
You askew most of the stuff I say anyway. So, you know, the more I've delved into this, the more I bang my head against the wall because I deal with this all day long because... on the ground, I'm a mild-mannered behavioral chiropractor here on the second floor in Larchmont at Soma Space, 178 Myrtle Boulevard. If you're in the neighborhood, drive by and honk. I might be here. You know, I don't practice it in a traditional way. I don't do probably anything in the conventional way around here, mostly because that stuff doesn't work. I have nothing against it. I don't sit up at night burning, you know, AMA pictures or anything. I think for the most part, it's been proven to be ineffective, you know? And the more I see it cycle through and all the other layers of it, I just get disgusted by it, that you can't get past this noise. We had David Goodman on a couple weeks ago saying somebody decides what's fringe and what's mainstream, and no matter what you say, no matter how good your idea is, if they put you on the fringe, you are looked at as a wacko, even if you have, like, you know, something good to share. So,
true.
And semantics is sort of an orphan of psychology and the humanistic movement in the 70s. And for the most part, it's been kicked. It's like a can. It keeps getting kicked around. And it really doesn't have a home. It's sort of a rolling stone. It gathers no moss. But for the most part, it, as a science, is still sort of wait for somebody to pick it up and deal with it because it's real. And every single one of you has a degree in it because if you have the ability to understand that you are an individual, you are a somatic scientist. You are having a subjective, unique experience only you know about and only you can authorize that what's going on there is actually you. So it's one of the things, the taboos in mainstream, so to speak, is that if you say something subjective, you know, that's going on inside you, no one can can really falsify it. So they always say that's anecdotal. And they dismiss it, you know, until there's a class action lawsuit when there's enough anecdotes that add up and they go, better take that Vioxx off the shelf. So, you know, the system's geared to basically take away that authority from you, take away that that sort of first-person awareness that you have that you built. You biologically constructed it. It is a map, okay? It is the user illusion. And what we're trying to do is get underneath that user illusion and get to the core of this stuff where there's actually some real stuff going on that you can do something about. So what we decided to do in Soma Time is to, like, look at how the culture kind of conditions you to surrender that authority pretty willingly, actually, and then convince you that there is nothing behind the curtain, that there's nobody there, and you should not even go investigating that, or we will call you a fringe player or, you know, a new age wacko or something, and we will shun you. I don't know if we have Shun. Yeah, we don't have Shun. I just went there.
No, but I'll just, yeah.
We have Charlie.
Yeah.
That's it. You know. But anyway, as McCain would say.
Across this country, this is the agenda I have set before my fellow prisoners, and the same standards of clarity and candor must now be applied to my opponent.
There you go. So, what we're trying to get across to you, and this show is going to be a little different because we're not going to sit and listen to the experts as much. We might have some of them stop by and offer their color commentary when we have a Soma cast that pertains to their expertise,
mm-hmm.
like we did with
Mike,
the night of the World Series. He was nice having him around because it made the hour go quick.
Great.
Yeah, so that kind of thing. We have plenty of safes we can call up. And say, you know, you got 5 minutes on this. And then, you know, they're just sitting there like the Hollywood Squares, you know, and the Soma Squares in the corner. I'm going to go to, you know, Paul Lynn to block and David Goodman to cross, you know. And so it's like, you know, we want to kind of get a conversation going with you guys on the air and off the air. I don't know if the chat room's open, but you might want to open it. I don't know if anyone's in there.
Alrighty. Here
we
go.
Open up a window. And what we want to do with this show is kind of break down a couple of things for you so that you can get the principles of what we're doing. And we call what we're doing the Somatic Method, TSM for short. And what it basically comes down to is that everyone is living in a trance of their own design, and your movement patterns, the way you express yourself through movement, gestures, gesticulations, the way you move your face, the way you move your mind, all those movements you're doing, everyone's moving. They like to move it.
oh, my God.
That could have been the theme song.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
I'm losing it here. That movement is sort of your signature. It's the path you're beating down, you know, on the world. And so what happens is that becomes the reference point for what you put out as your identity. And you could actually see that. And actually sort of recognize that, all of a sudden, this whole thing becomes sort of like integrated. There's not a separation between mind and body anymore or any of these things. It all becomes sort of bridged across. And as a result of that, a lot of the things that you've been conditioned to believe and accept without question start to fall away like a Post-it. From the glue dries. And you start saying, you know what? This whole crap about, like, one of the most important ones we're going to talk about in a minute, about our perception of time, external time, is a false god. Okay? In somatics, there is no time. There is timing. There is rhythm. But it's always moving. Where we have time, like in a football game, you can just stop time, right? The guy spikes the ball on the ground, stops the clock. We stop the clock about 1,000 times a day to change direction, to kind of carve up our lives into the point where we socially condition ourselves to live outside of the biology that's organizing everything. And then when our system goes and falls apart, then we go screaming to the doctor and we go, what is it? And it's, you know, this is what the system does. And what we want to do here is sort of give you a way to kind of unscrew that cap so that you don't spend a lifetime you know, chasing a lot of waterfalls, as it were, as TLC is crossing in my mind. And from that basis, then we start building a different awareness, and you start understanding the paradigm that we're coming from. Because we're talking to you from frickin' Mars.
That's right.
As far as we're concerned. Because we just don't see things the way you do.
Nope.
Drop a phone. Yeah. I'm answering questions from Professor Val about, you know, stuff that nothing to do with the show. But anyway.
Once a day?
Yeah.
You
do in the morning.
Morning,
yeah.
All right. Thank you.
So anyway, you can define a soma, 915 on the East Coast, 646-478-4847. Love to hear from anybody out there. Is there anybody out there? And if you're an archiver, just mock me. And fast forward to when we get to the juicy stuff. So, tonight, without further ado, we have Thanksgiving about a week and a day away, and I'm starting to hear enough of it, so we're going to go through the allopathic alphabet on the shoe.
God. Yuck.
And so, why not begin where they always begin? With A, and we're not starting downstairs in anal.
That's no fun. I'm hanging up.
What?
I'm hanging up. That's no fun.
Not well. If you hang up, I'm talking to myself. So then this becomes a voicemail. Operator. and then I just sit here and play these things all night. You know, just.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help.
Uh-huh.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. I hit the Costas one, and it played that. 646-478-4847. Anyway, we're going to go through this allopathic alphabet because it's starting to come at me because we're now in the foothills of the cold and flu season, and they're out there sticking it to the old people with the flu shots, terrorizing the parents, and basically wreaking havoc on everybody's sense of calm and almost like you have to go through this every year. Just like in the spring when they go through the allergy wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summer when they go, sunscreen, the evil sun, run from the evil sun. And it's like, I don't know how they get away with it, but nobody questions this crap. And everybody just kind of puts up with it. And really what it comes down to is that we've been given a strategy that says, react to any symptom you have and run to the doctor for a definition.
Right.
And
that's
what happened?
True.
Yeah, and that's why this WebMD, which is a scourge on the planet, is up there spooking people like my father, who thinks that, you know, if he has a pulled hamstring, he's going to have a heart attack. Because if you look up heart attack on WebMD, pretty much scratching your ass is a symptom of having a heart attack. It's prodromal.
Well, then you must be Fred Sanford.
That's it. I'm ready to go. I'm doing the show with one hand in my ass, the way I'm living
right.
This week.
Well, you know, I was in the health chat room before, and somebody goes in and says, does anybody know about neti pots?
Oh.
One of the girls said, oh, I don't believe in any natural cures, so I don't believe in natural medicine. I was like, it's a pot you put water in and you shove up your nose.
Mm.
You know, but this is the information that's out there. People who are afraid of natural ways to heal, but they'll go to the doctor for something that's going to cause 47 different side effects?
Well, they won't question it. Because, like I said, the chronic thing is a thing called social anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
And that means that it's everywhere. And it's not the social anxiety that Donny Osmond had, okay? You know, where you just can't go out in public and stuff. This is anxiety that never goes away. That you're never safe, you're never okay, you're never really well. Something's trying to get you. And they'll put you in any one of the containers they can, whether it's going to be, oh, it's your family background. Oh, it's a high-risk behavior you have. Oh, it's the location you live in. Oh, it's the job you have. It's coming to get you, Barbara. So it doesn't matter. And so you live in this perpetual state of holy shit because they've convinced you that you're not safe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we here at Soma Time say, phew, we do that. thusly, and we're going to offer you a way to kind of deprogram that a little bit. And when you see it the next time out there, it's not going to have as much, it's like a bully that you beat up. It's not going to have as much power over you. Because instead of saying, instead of having to fight it, or instead of having to fix it, you could just simply ignore it. You know?
Hmm. Yeah.
And essentially, it's going to be this.
Clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Okay. So, you know, the somatic method, where'd you go?
I don't know.
So the somatic method kind of came out of that mentality of trying to basically, you know, kind of debug a lot of this stuff. Because as a chiropractor, and you know, and also a, we'll go through the distinctions here in a second, but as a chiropractor that practices woo as opposed to moo chiropractic, the traditional, you know, bone-bone, muscle-muscle, bone-bone, muscle-muscle, bone-bone,
mm-hmm.
the biomechanical guys, the rehab guys, you start to understand that an individual is not told that their emotions are separate from their physical ailments. They're not told that their relationships don't affect their immune system. They just have it. They have the issue. And then someone tells them that those things are all separate. And they need a therapist for this, and they need rehab for that, and, you know, and off they go to the, you know, the merry-go-round. And what we're trying to do here is basically cut through that knot and give you guys a strategy that can be completely contained within you. You don't have to go out and prove it to your mother. You don't have to go sell your neighbor. You don't have to evangelize the poor mailman with this. You know, this is pretty much keep this under your freaking hat. Use it for yourself. It's subterfuge. It's subversive. It's even, in some quarters, a little bit saucy. And you're doing things that are sort of outside the lines in a way because you're not waiting for permission and you're not waiting for proof from somebody else. That's all those things are part of what we're going to be talking about in this paradigm, this somatic worldview that says first person's first. You know, because you go to the shrink and what happens? You have a feeling and they invalidate it. And they say, no, that's not from this, it's from that. It's like, wait a minute. No, really, I'm worried about something. No, you're not really worried. Well, you're really sad about what? So you're constantly playing a shell game with whatever it is that you share from your little subjective little seat in there. Someone else outside you has a way to reinterpret and feed it back to you, and you either buy their map or you don't. And then if you buy their map, of course, you're going to go sell their map, and then that's why people get caught up in a lot of fads and a lot. That's why, you know, I mean, just look at the laundry list since 2000 between Fen-Phen and all the other. These drugs come in and people glom on it because you're going to get relief if you shut the system off. That much is clear. But what you're not going to get is a belief system that's going to function on anything that's accurate because you've taken away the information. It's like if I took duct tape and put it over the gauges in your car and said, drive, sucker. You know, you would have a little apprehension after a while to wondering, how many miles have I gone? Do I have any gas?
Mm-hmm.
You have no way to read it. No instruments. You know, I hate to say that on a day when they dedicated the bridge over there to RFK when instruments was you know, John's
oh, yeah.
problem. I don't know why that. I'm going. I'm doing like the word association in my head here.
Well,
you know,
you are eco, so.
Yes. Well, we'll get
That's
into that.
That's where the party is.
That the party is basically in the back of my brain right now, and Buddy Rich is guest starring back there. So, summertime is really going to be an hour. It's going to be a platform for any one of our clients, anyone that wants to hire us to do a teleclass or to do a workshop live and in person. You can go to summerspace.org, and on the homepage is somewhat functional now. We've been staying up nights like little elves trying to chip away at that so that you guys can access and really apply the somatic method to everything, how you work, how you live, how you relate, because it is tofu. It is somatic tofu. It applies to just about everything. We've done it with the baseball stuff. We've done it with the politics. We've done it with entertainment. We've done it with lots of stuff to make it really candy for you. You
yeah.
cannot get more freaking easy than some of the things we've done to make this. So we got an e-book up there, the S-List book, 100 SAPEs that you can look at that we're going to be starting to dump onto the new blog that we hate, the Daily Profiler. So you could start understanding that these images – have an influence over you. Every single day you're presented with images that are going to reinforce or they're going to make you inhibit a behavior. And believe me, the minstrel show that's going on behind the scenes that runs the society knows which ones to push.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like clockwork. We just saw it play out with the election. I mean, the images are there. The archetypes are always there, as the shrinkos would say. And it's like we can't resist them. It's catnip. We can't resist it. And now we're going to see it play out again because we're in the holiday season, so you're going to start seeing them trotting out all the anti-Christmas crowd. And the culture wars are sort of like an undertow to all this kind of mishmash that goes on in people's heads because no one has taught you how to take the noise out of your mind. No one has taught you how to remove that because it's to their advantage that you're sitting there all kind of stunned and confused and exhausted, and then they could just kind of lead you around like a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, spend. So it's like I want to get across to you. Well, I was talking to a client today. I repeat this thing a lot. I'm going to start putting this together. Maybe I'll actually put a section on the, as I do my McCain, that was more like a Cheney, on the Daily Profiler that is sort of like a little catchwords. The big lie that everybody has to understand, if you're listening to the show, pull over on the side of the road if you're driving, stand up if you're sitting. If you're already standing, begin to river dance. The big lie is that the government, the education system, and the healthcare system exist to benefit you. No. They exist to exploit you.
Yep.
Not because they have to, but because they can. All right? So if you think the government is trying to protect you, if you think the education system is there to make you smart, and if you think the healthcare system is there to keep you well,
you filthy criminies.
That's right. They'll be backing up next because right behind the auto industry is going to be the insurance industry, and then right behind them is going to be the healthcare sapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to start closing hospitals, closing burn centers, closing emergency rooms. And, you know, the next thing they're going to do is they're not going to let anyone walk in any one of these places unless they are a U.S. citizen. And you'll be wearing a little bracelet that says, yes, it's me, American, hello.
Yeah, are they going to put a barcode on my ass?
They might. They might brand us all. Because, again, we're dealing with a government that looks at the people as basically their opposition. We're the obstacle in the past, okay, because we have a voice that we haven't really developed any, you know, capacity to use until when we voted in the black guy. I got to find out, what was that crack, that line that someone called him a house Negro?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh was talking about that.
Oh, awful.
I think it was the dude down in that Georgia election that said that's like he's in that runoff. And basically, you know, Obama, like, you know, did like a lie, you know, like, what? Called me what?
Can you imagine calling someone that who has the degrees, the education, the...
doesn't matter. It's just, you know...
It's disgusting.
This is we're living in a world now where the guys that used to control everything are slipping off the mountain. And
somebody should have pushed them off.
Well, we should have kicked them in the face, but they're freaking out. They are freaking out, and they're gonna slash around like a bunch of dying dolphins until they can get more of us out of there. Because what their biggest fear is, again, we're talking about everything on this show deals with fear. Every single thing we talk about stems from fear, because there's only two fears. One is that you're losing control, and the other one, even worse, you never had it in the first place. So right now we're in that fear one, where these guys have lost control, and they don't know how to get it back, and they can't scare us anymore. Because when you've been in a society that's been immersed in the age of terrorism, which is, you know, they declared a war on terrorism. The terrorists, you know, they've been around forever. They just got, like, better publicity, kind of like squirrels, you know. And so what's happened is we don't have a wiring for what if. So when you walk out in the street, Your brain says, what is? And then it remembers, what was? And it goes, what is? What was? That's a match. Okay, keep going. But when it starts going, what if? Everybody goes, huh? In your head. And then you got to start looking for stuff that isn't there. Like, oh, I don't know, anthrax. And crap like that. And then someone throws some Parmesan cheese on your, you know, the train, the seat next to you on the train, and you freak out. You know,
Jeez.
Or you get in a cab and there's a guy with a turban and you freak out. And you start to develop a very unhealthy S list, which is a precognitive thing. Before you even think, you have a list in your head based on your memory, which is what most of us are. It's just memory moving around. Some of us with coordination, some of us not so coordinated, some of us eco, sliding in between those two worlds. And so what happens over time is that the anxiety is not, first of all, let me just clear something about anxiety because we're going to get into the timeline stuff here in a second, is that anxiety is not an emotion, okay? Anxiety is there to protect you from falling. All anxiety is basically the physical reaction to the prevention of falling. And that's why when people have anxiety, as they come into the doctor, I am anxious, doctor. It's especially with me, I don't have to look at their head, I don't look at their heart, I just look at their body. And I say, you look like a bowstring. And because they're all flexed over, protecting themselves from this fear of falling, because everybody has this growing up. You develop it. It's called the body pattern of anxiety. You can go Google it. The guy Feldenkrais was the guy that wrote about it a lot. And basically, it's all your flexor muscles are too tense. And so you're kind of like pulling your head down closer to your feet. And you look like a big C. And you go, if you hold yourself in a big C for a while, you go, yeah, I'm feeling kind of anxious. Yeah, okay, because you're kind of squatting like a second baseman. And so what happens is your system moves from a physiology of participation to a physiology of anticipation. And then you're literally on your toes all the time. So if you're listening to this and you're not moving around in the car or anything, stand up, close your eyes, and see if you feel the weight on both your heels. If you don't, you got anxiety. You're already there. And you didn't even know. Now, you might have been sucking your meds, and you might have been doing all your other allopathic routines, but you know what? Gravity didn't get the memo.
No.
So it doesn't care how much junk you throw in your bloodstream. It mocks you and says, I am gravity, and I will nail you to the floor. And that's what it does. And so that's why when you're driving along and Rush Limbaugh says that the head Negro in charge is screwing up the country, this is what's going on. And you're sitting there going, and in between the Rush Limbaugh stuff, you gotta dig on all the commercials that keep telling you that, you know, you're gonna get a cold and a flu and you gotta get a shot, and there's billboards going by all the time saying arthritis, this, that, cold, flu, fever. By the time you get to work, you've had it about what, 700 times you've been told something could go wrong, and that what if brain that doesn't really have any place in your mind starts bleeding in. And pretty soon, you're distracted.
This is why I have satellite radio. I don't have to hear it.
Yeah, right. Satellite radio is a way to get around some of the noise, because then you build your happy place.
That's right.
Which is what, you know, we were talking about with Goodman a couple weeks ago, where they outlawed unhappiness in the 70s. No one's allowed to be unhappy.
Yep.
And I wish we had the Partridge Family song just now. Traveling along is a song that we're singing, yeah.
That's a good theme song.
Maybe. Let's see. I'm on YouTube here. Let me go grab it while you.
Let me see. Yeah, let me. I got the YouTube up right here. All right.
PART. This is real time radio.
That's right, and I beat you. All right, let's see. I got it. Let's see here.
I got it. That's right.
Come on now,
like the egg.
Everybody can hear us singing. But nothing
Wow, I'm an old man. He's from 1970.
Yep. Bonaducci.
Bonaducci, yes. How many of these people have had reality shows as they go by?
And rehab and everything
else.
Yeah,
they're all. Look at this kid, Jeremy, whatever. The poor kid.
Oh
that
yeah.
That is a strained speaker you got going there. I don't know if that's a song I like though.
Well, they have plenty of them.
Oh yeah.
Careful, nervous mother driving. Did you see that?
Yes. There you go. Perfect. A perfect cultural icon. And this is before there were Quaaludes and everything else in the culture. Nervous
oh,
mother.
Man.
That,
until
that
they stopped making them in, 1982, 83? No more Quaaludes. Sorry.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on your own. Here's some lithium.
That's right.
So let's get into a little of the somatic process. Now that we know that everybody's anxious and overwhelmed, and then we're going right headlong into Thanksgiving, which is such a calming holiday. To me, it's like, you know, for some reason we put these holidays on a Thursday. You know, I like the long weekends on the Mondays because you can actually kind of park yourself, and by the time you get to the actual holiday, you're already like back into like routine mode. You stick the holiday on a Thursday, you spend almost 3 or 4 days trying to like steer yourself into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit like watching a dog trying to use a cat litter box. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to get in there. So what I want to do is give you guys a basic strategy about time, because every single week on this show, we must touch the time part of this, because most of us are living basically in memory that we haven't processed. There's a lot of somatic recall, because as soon as I touch your body, believe me, it comes bubbling up under my hand, and I go, holy crap, this guy's holding like a whole bunch of undeveloped film from Photoman. All the muscular tensions, all the little, you know, background noise that you're holding in there, it's just memory that's circulating around and trying to find a way to be processed. And because we don't use our bodies fully, we don't breathe fully, we don't move fully, we don't feel fully. And so what the somatic method does is get you in touch with that. So first things first, let's talk about where the time came from, okay? People think time is external, but actually it's internal. You have a biological clock, and it runs the system. Without you doing a damn thing,
mm-hmm.
God damn America, it does things every couple of hours. It's called the rest activity cycle. It takes about 2 hours, 90 minutes, depending on, you know, how much activity you have. And then we have a 25-hour circadian rhythm clock, not 24, as the clock would tell you. And then you have a 29 and a third day lunar calendar, which is not quite a month, but almost. And then you've got, you know, your seasonal thing, which is about 90 days, give or take. And then you have a transition cycle, which takes 6 months. So if you're making a little change, especially like a couple months we all do those New Year's resolutions, it takes your brain 6 months to build up the neural network to actually do the things you intended to do. But what everybody wants is what? Instant change.
Of course.
And you can get it. And on this show, we'll give you strategies to get it. And on the blog we hate, thedailyprofiler.net, we'll probably throw some up there for you. And you can use them. But the thing is, you got to realize that they're just kickstands. They're just ways to kind of ease yourself in, because it takes the brain 6 months to buy it. Unlike you watching an infomercial at 2 in the morning, it has to call, you know, to get the ab roll or whatever the frig, you know, immediately. Everyone wants that immediate thing because, God forbid, you feel anything. That's the problem, all right? So this timeline thing that we construct, it starts out inside us, and it starts out in something called the present, all right? Now, the present stays the present for about a year, and then it develops an outside and an inside. So you have a here, like Archie Bunker would say, here, and you have a now. The now is always inside you. The here is always around you. This is the basic kind of donut that we talk about in somatics as having a core and a cortex, okay, like a tree, right? So the now is always inside you. The here is always around you, okay? That's the basic things about the present, right? Then we start, as we get a little more developed, we start developing a capacity to remember the past and to plan the future. And by the time you're 4 years old, you can do both, okay? And then at that point, You can make stuff up and believe it, because now you have a way to clothesline events and construct a chronology. Ooh, the chronology, which leads to chronic conditions, right? Things that are bound by time, right? You're back in the same sauce. So what happens is most people build a timeline where the past is behind them, where they can't see it, but they can feel it, and they have the now inside them, and then they have the here, which they perceive to be the future, in front of them, all right? So nothing changes, because you are a shish kebab on this timeline, and we call it the intended self, okay, which is basically a bunch of events that are strung along this timeline. And no matter what you do, you're going to have fear, you're going to have anxiety, and you're going to have a sense of being helpless, because that was the way you started as a baby. Those three things were there. Mm-hmm. What did you do? You cried your balls off to get some help, right? And that's pretty much what you're doing as an adult when you go to Dr. Phil or anybody else, you know, for answers to what's going on inside you, right? So we're going to shine a light on you now, a little midnight special, and show you the other timeline that they didn't teach you, that doesn't touch your body, but will guide you to the future where all the answers are, okay? Because you think the future is something that you have to learn. No. The future is also remembered. But it's remembered in reverse, okay? So here you are. You're standing still. You're looking straight ahead, right? Here's the here, right in front of you, right? And off to your left is the past, okay? So all the visual events that's happened to you before this moment are off hanging in space, in physical space, right? Could stick a fork in space off to the left side of your body, okay? Out in front of you where you can see it. But you don't have to feel it, unlike the other one where you can feel it and you can't see it. And then off to the right is the future. Oh, there it is, off to the right. Again, where you can see it, but you don't have to feel it. So you don't have to act on it. You can sit there and watch the day go by on this little timeline. Now, the thing that's screwy is that not only did they not tell you about that timeline, which is called the extended self, not only did they not tell you that this existed, but they told you to travel on it the wrong way.
Figures.
Okay, because when you get an intention, where does that intention take place? In the freaking future. Okay? And then you bring it into the present. You never come from the past into the present to go there because you've already done that. So if you're going to intend something, you're breaking from the code. You're not reinforcing it. They screwed you up with that. That's why most people at the age of four, instead of splitting time from body, they split mind from body. And then later on when they're a teenager and they're just know-it-all, instead of splitting mind from space, again, that now on the inside, here on the outside, they split time from body. And so what happens is that you have space and time separate and mind and body separate. Hello, welcome to spyware. And then by the time you get to be 25, you're so fragmented and so freaking screwed up that they could stuff anything in that cheese. Okay? So that's why I'm so freaking fed up here, is that if you just make that one change, you make that one shift, is that you realize that get off the intended timeline, okay, that goes through your body, because that keeps you locked in. It's almost like sticking your car 8 feet of snow hitting the gas pedal. You're just going to flood your engine. You're not going to make any changes.
No.
And sit down and use the one thing that your system is so dependent on in order to make any type of behavior stick, which is imagery. It needs a picture. Show me a photo, Joe. And so the museum is off to the left, okay, and the easel is off to the right. So when you get an intention, you're going into the future and trying to bring that into the present. So when you travel on the extended self timeline that's in front of you, you travel from right to left. Let's all pretend we're Hebrew. Okay? So this process that we're not even conscious of doing takes 4 seconds. And it's so beautiful because it's so consistent. And at the end of the 4 seconds, it closes the window and it says, safe or not safe. And that's called social cognition. Again, we're talking about social anxiety. Let's think a little bit. I know it hurts. I know it hurts to think out there, but that's what we need to do if we're ever going to get out of the soup. All right? 9:44 and no one's called me to tell me what a Soma is. We are literally talking to the wind.
Hey, as long as it doesn't turn, you know, start talking back to us, probably
true.
Be all right. Yeah.
All
right,
I need a little
laugh.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to. In life, you have to do a lot of things you don't fucking want to do. Many times, that's what the fuck life is, one vile fucking task after another. But don't get aggravated. Then the enemy has you by the short hair.
He's the best philosopher on earth.
I'm telling you, we could do an entire show on Al. Maybe when we get to that. Maybe we
the
do a show on attitude.
Of Al.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. Hey, you know, this weekend, Rick and I spent a couple hours watching some old Deadwood, and I got to see the famous Woo.
Oh, yes.
incident. I cried laughing at that.
Nothing better than Woo. Boy. We could do an entire, maybe we could do, again, on the blog we hate on the dailyprofiler.net.
Why don't we change the name to the blog we hate?
The blog we hate, yeah. We made one entry on it. We're probably going to erase it, so don't worry about it. But the thing is that we want to use that as sort of our after-show repository for our riffs and rants, and we'll throw all kinds of stuff up there for you guys to learn the system. So anyway, so we've gotten through the timeline stuff, okay? So now you know for the rest of eternity, no matter what happens to you, you have to figure out where is it on these timelines. Now, if it's hitting your body, you know you're on the one that's going to screw you up. So you got to take whatever happens in there and you got to push it out and say, okay, if I close my eyes, where does that tension go? Off to the right or off to the left? Okay? If it's going off to the right, that means the intention you have lacks a picture. And it'd be like getting up in the middle of the night and running to the bathroom. Good luck. Not seeing the furniture. Click on the light, and all of a sudden you're guided right to the bowl. And today is, by the way, International Toilet Day, if you didn't know that.
Is it really?
I learned that on Rush Limbaugh. Yes.
Well, that's a good place for it because he's floating in them.
Yeah, there was a conference over in somewhere near Hong Kong about it, that they're going to come up with these ecologically safe toilets that don't flush to create more of a fertilizer for the crops.
Oh, that's really, really
Everyone's
gross.
All excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they would be.
Yeah, and that would lead, you know, for me anyway, that would be like a boon because I could actually teach people a thing or two about, you know, making some fertilizer.
Yes, you could.
Where is it when I want it? God, this thing is just—it's torture. Up and down. I'm looking around. You missed the moment.
Well, that happens.
Where is it?
All right, go back to this tension in the body. When you're saying if you feel it to the left, you feel it to the right. How do you feel it?
Like I said, you're dealing with anything that comes up. As soon as you have a moment of anxiety. You know, because people have panic attacks and stuff like that out there.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Yes, we could stick you on an elevator. It's a lot of demonstration.
That's
Yeah.
Hey, I rode one floor with you once. That was enough.
One whole floor, that's right.
The judo, what's up?
So, like, instead of battling your inner demons and going all crazy with it, you just move it outside the body as an image. Now, you could make up, the image could be anything you want it to be, okay? The brain likes, there's four flavors the brain likes, okay? It loves anything that has any kind of forms. You can make it a shape. You can make it a color. You can make it a motion pattern. Ooh, a wave or like a little rainfall. Whatever you want. It's symbolic. But you figure out, does it push to the right or push to the left of me? So you know if it's a memory, it goes to the left. And if it's one of those loco intentions that doesn't have an image to it, it's going to drop off to the right, and you're going to actually physically, if you're standing, you'll physically fall that direction because your brain is directed by the images. And so that's what guides and shapes your behavior. Nothing else that can possibly fill in your head.
All right, wait, okay? let me get this straight. All right, so we're standing at the elevator door.
Yes.
I don't want to get in.
Right, here comes the anxiety because it's just a memory.
Because I don't like it. All right, so I close my eyes.
Right.
And I feel what?
It registers in your tension in your body from the anxiety.
All right. How do I...
Usually you feel it in your belly. when it comes up as an old memory, bottom up, the more the higher up in the body you're feeling it, the more conscious it is. So it's like if it's a really, really old anxiety, your knees start shaking, you get a little clammy. It's all
yeah.
It's more lower body, right? So
okay.
that means it's coming from way down in the past. You know, it's really old memory. So it's like, okay, fine. I got to get this out of my body. I got to get the shish kebab. So it's like you close your eyes and you just breathe in, breathe out, and breathe in. 4-second window, okay? That's that 4 seconds I was saying. You travel along that line in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the tension, now guided by the breathing, will then create an image off to the right or off to the left. And it might just look like a damn dot in the air in your head, but it doesn't matter. You're closing your eyes. You're making it up. You're going into imagination.
Ah, so Ecos should be able to do this.
Readily, so can Anthos. Any interior-based mm-hmm. safe can do it. And, you know, I want to give these, we'll definitely have to define all these terms later because we're running out of time here. But anyway, that one half step will save you a lifetime of sucking, anxiety pills. Because once you know what it is that's tormenting you, then you just have to change the picture. So it's like, you know, sometimes it's like you don't want to think that much about it because the more you read into it, the more you're going to go back into the chatter. So say it's a red dot that comes up, right? It's a red dot off to the left, okay? All I got to do is make me a blue dot off to the right, and I get on the elevator.
Really?
There's no thinking. Yeah, there's no thinking.
You know what? Maybe we should try this live
yes.
at the office one time. We can
we'll
do the elevator.
We'll record it. Yeah, that'd be great. Because
the screaming we can mute.
You'll be on the elevator going, but it's those simple little tricks. Like I said, this is the whole thing that we're talking about here are stuff that nobody's ever shown you. And nobody can prove right or wrong but you. You have to try them. And then, like, we hope to create a little more of a discussion between you and us so that as you do experiment with these things and start to regain that first-person authority, you start realizing that you've been told a pile of crap. What's that?
Cartman. You just did a Cartman.
Authority.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, as far as anxiety is concerned, that's all you got to know. Now, a couple of things before we get off the air. If you go over to somaspace.org, click on Simples. Everything we talk about in the Somatic Method is predicated on two things. One of them is Simples. All right? Now, if you click on the TSM thing on the homepage, it takes you a little bit of, you know, you click over and you see a page there that walks you through the basics of the Somatic Method. Again, you will encounter Simples. And all Simples is a method, a movement-based method, to you engage your arms and legs and your eyeballs and your breathing to coordinate everything so that as you locomote on the planet Earth, there's a constant conversation in your body. Now, when you're standing still, your posture should look like an H, okay? And everything should be level, hips level, shoulders level, all that. And then when you're moving, it looks like an X swimming in the water, okay? And that's what's called cross-crawling. And as you do that, you use both sides of the brain, both sides of the body, and you get four on the floor. Everything's kind of matched up. And the more you entrain that and make that a habit, the more you're going to have accuracy in your motor codes, and then your sensory system is going to calm the frig down. And it's going to take more and more to knock you out of the box. Now, that's all on the interior. Remember I said that you're living with surroundings here. So the lunar cycles and all the other stuff, the planetary stuff, the environment influences that from the outside so that the cues in the environment, like it got dark a couple weeks ago because we screwed with the clocks. Now it's getting colder. All those cues will then tweak the physiology a certain direction and gives you more information to go on. So all this stuff's available to learn. So you go to somaspace.org, and you click on those things on Simples, and you click on the TSM link, and it gives you kind of the basis of what we're doing. All right? So as far as anxiety goes, and it's coming next week, we're going to go a little further into the soup next week because I think we will dial up bulimia as our allopathic alphabet continues. So tonight was anxiety. We're going to blog about it later on the blog we hate. That will be dailyprofiler.net.
Jeez.
Hate that freaking blog. And there'll be like little choice things up there to do. And we're going to start putting some information up there about profiling, which is the other side of the Somatic Method, which deals with the social side. So you can run yourself really good you could be doing a great job. And like some people do, they go take yoga, and they go zuff, 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 and they're absolutely just governing themselves well, and then they interact with another sape who isn't. And it's no different than someone who is a perfect driver getting in the car, and there's another one coming at them that's drunk. And you got to deal with them. You have to deal with other people who do not have any qualms or care in the world about how they're governing themselves or how they're interacting with you. And there's a lot of socially reckless people out there. Look around.
Yep.
All right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have a strategy for them, too, and that's what profiling's for. Because once you understand that, just like I said before, image guides behavior, you could start recognizing their patterns of movement and then do what we call profile them and understand which one of the four types of motor codes they're using. And then there's a way to communicate to that motor code in with your own body. And so this is another one of those dances. It's almost like when you went to the roller rink as a teenager, and it's like all skate, and then it's couple skate, and it's like you could start to read who's going to blend and who's not going to blend, and how people can, you know, flock together, and some people just fly off like wingnuts. You can sense what that's going to, you can almost sense that, almost like when you merge with traffic. You can just sense how that's going to happen socially. And now you have a complete dynamic that goes from the inside out individually, and then you can work with it collectively with other people. And all of a sudden, you start to get more and more of this, what we call coherence, which maintains the shape of that donut. And now, all of a sudden, the field starts to expand, and it gets easier. It gets easier and easier to operate because you have more and more support. Not from yourself, from the world around you. All right, so that's what we're going to talk about next week as we get into a popular eating disorder around the holidays, bulimia.
Yep.
Can't wait because, you know, there's so many of you out there that are just looking forward to eat your turkey and then go in the bathroom and stick your finger down your throat. As we get into the holidays, everyone wants to lose weight and everyone's going to parties. So I think of bulimia as we go from anxiety to bulimia. And then in 2 weeks, as we get to December, Advent's coming, we'll tackle, I don't know, cancer or maybe conflict. I don't know. Flip a coin. Same thing to me. All right? So this is the inaugural voyage for summertime. Hope you enjoyed it. It was basically not one freaking call and probably not one freaking listener. But,
yeah, I'm sure we have a couple of listeners there.
Yeah, if you're out there and you didn't call us, please, you know, numerous. We're over here talking to ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's not that big of a deal. You pick up the phone, you press a few buttons, and you talk to us. What do you think is going to happen?
Because they're busy watching porn. That's why.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So.
All right, so next week's going to be bulimia.
I believe so, yes.
All right, so if you guys know anybody who's got an eating disorder or you think they may have an eating disorder, you really need to tune in.
Yeah, we will be decoding that with the somatic method next week and giving you guys some strategies to look at that from the inside out. As we say in hockey. All right, so I'm going to go over here to one of our unused theme songs to take us out. There's about 12 of them up here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we'll go with this one. All right, so we will see you next week and let the anxiety reign. For everyone here at Summertime, I'm Dr. Mark. Travel light through the darkness, please.
Yeah, do that.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Val, did you sign off?
No.
Okay.
We're still on the air. Why would I sign off?
Well, you didn't take a bite of the audience.
Yeah, of course I did.
You did? All right. Make sure. So I'm Dr. Mark. That's Professor Val, see? And this is our friend Dave, another Rico. See you next
week. That's right.
Thank you. to join us on the blog we hate, thedailyprofiler.net.
What would they say about me? Without me, 'cause